This is Norman Skinner from Skinner, and you're listening to Dave Softy on the Metal Meltdown.
Oh, adult metal maniacs, please help me welcome back to Metal Messiah Radio, the man with a chameleon voice. Here for a third time on the Metal Meltdown, front man of Skinner, Dire Peril, Hellscream, and more, Mr. Norman Skinner. Good evening, brother. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. I always love being on your show.
Yes, it's always a pleasure to have you here. It's always a great conversation and great to have you back here for a third time. We have a lot of catching up to do, and I want to thank you, as you know, especially for your patience in getting this done because of my hiatus and all that. So we're here in November, just before the holidays, and I think it's a perfect time to talk about you and your bands and everything like that. And, oh, and by the way, how is your health and family?
Everything is great on my end. I just told the kids, I'm like, keep it down. I got an interview to do.
There you go. I appreciate that. How old are your kids now?
My daughter is 8 and my son is 5. Currently, they're in the other room playing some Lego Batman video game, screaming and yelling.
I think I just heard something.
Yeah.
That's cool. Kids will be kids. That's a great thing. So let's start with your namesake, Skinner. This past spring, you released your band's first full debut offering, Sleepwalkers, through Dead Inside Records. I want to congratulate you on that, Norman. Is this your own label?
This is. So what happened was I started shopping the Sleepwalkers album around myself personally, and I submitted it. And this is the reality of for anybody that's listening. I submitted it to 81 labels.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're working and,
you know, I'm figuring, okay, this, you know, should be a nice little indie out there that wants to carry this thing or whatnot. Out of 81, I only got 4 serious offers.
Wow.
That I would even consider, you know, looking into and whatnot. And after reading the contracts and everything, it was pretty much, hey, buddy, bend over and we want everything and take it dry, you know?
Oh, wow.
So I was just in the studio with the band, and I was running my mouth and just like, you know, I don't get it, this and that. And they're like, why don't you start your own label? And I'm like, you know what? I think I will.
That's probably the best thing you've done.
I launched it in March. We're getting ready to announce our 7th band. I can't say anything yet. That's about to sign on with us.
Very nice.
And, you know, it's been going really well. Some parts are growing slow, but other parts are growing just way too quickly. We got about 20 people on staff worldwide so far, and it's you know, it's fun, but it pretty much monopolizes all the little bit of free time I had. It's all gone.
Wow, yeah. The business side of this metal business is not what people may think it is, and you know that from firsthand experience.
Absolutely.
Wow. So let's talk more about the Sleepwalkers music. Where was this recorded? Was it all produced by you? And what else can we spread about this killer effort?
So this album, you know, review-wise, it's just receiving incredible reviews. Everyone seems to love it. It's what everyone that's been a fan of mine and, you know, members of the band for a long time were hoping to hear from us. So, you know, a lot of people say it's the next step for anyone that was a Magicka fan, pretty much. But, you know, we released the Enemy Within EP in, what, 2012?
Right.
And that was just supposed to be a demo. But the demo sounded great, so to hold people over, we kind of put it out as an EP. Well, we went ahead and re-recorded all of those songs, which was the plan initially, and added all the other ones we were writing on there. And it's, you know, now you got a full-length, you know, just really kick-ass album. We recorded everything ourselves, literally in our own home studios, which for me, that's nothing new. I mean, you know, the last like 3 or 4 albums I've recorded here in my house because I like to have control over my own vocals. But it really went down to the mixing. Steve Pelletier did it at a Hellfire Studios here in the Bay Area, and he did a phenomenal job. He's also on board. He's going to be doing our next album as well, which is The End of Tribulation. We should start recording that in February, I believe.
That's great news. That's really great news.
Yeah. So, I mean, we send it out for mastering in North Carolina to, I think it's The Basement, I think is what it's called. They've done a lot of big names. So, you know, when we got it back, we were really, really happy with it. I mean, it's a smart way to do it if you can as a musician, right? The whole album cost us, I think, you know, $200 to $400 to do.
Wow.
That was it. I mean, the artwork cost us more than the album.
I'm curious to know who designed the CD cover art, because the music that's within this album, I didn't envision this kind of a cover. When I first saw it, I was like, that's not what I pictured. It's something different than I imagined a Skinner CD cover art to be like. So tell us more about this.
So the song, you know, we released the video back in March, I believe, for Sleepwalkers. And the whole concept is, you know, that it's a very vague concept, but it's, you know, being an individual, a lot of people walk through life just wearing a mask and putting up walls and telling lies and just not being themselves and just trying to fit in. And the song's about breaking free of that and, you know, just seeing the world for how it is. You know, it's, you know, even though it's a scary place, it doesn't have to be if you're aware and you know what's going on and you're able to be yourself. So it's a whole... there's a whole lot that goes into this. It's very vague, but at the same time, there's a lot to read into it. So we wanted it to be visual. So, you know, kind of two worlds colliding, the happy, fun, sunshiny kind of world that you can live in. And then the world where, you know, it's sort of optimist versus pessimist.
Right. Like reality versus fantasy almost.
Yeah. There's a really blurred line between which is what, depending on the person, right?
That's life, though. That's how it is. Yeah. So that's a great concept.
I know all your darkest dreams. You never relinquish control to me.
you know, I did all the artwork and all the layout for everything except the cover. So the back of the CD, the inside of the booklet, all of that, that's all me.
I never knew that you were artistic like that.
No, well, I can't really create much art. I can only, you know, manipulate it. And, you know, I have some decent Photoshop skills and stuff.
There you go. That is always handy.
Yeah, enough knowledge to make me dangerous, I guess. But we went to a Sledgehammer Graphics, which, you know, they're known for doing, like, everything for, like, Sabaton and Primal Fear and stuff, and out of Brazil. And I'd worked with him he did our Imagica website right at the end during our Portrait of the Hangman phase. So I was familiar with him, and what we did is we did the photo shoot. We did two photo shoots, one of everybody posed, you know, all in their Sunday best and their white and everything. And then we did a second photo shoot of the alternate side where we just hosed everybody down and, you know, it was all like rainy and whatnot. And then what we did is we had him put that in with the, you know, the background and all whatnot. And it turned out different. I mean, everyone we talked to was like, I'm not used to seeing a cover like this where it's the art and photo kind of mixed together. It's like a hybrid. But it turned out really cool. I like the fact that it's different, you know. We're not doing what a lot of bands do where it's like, here's your demons and skulls and everything that's very cliche.
Yeah, that makes sense. Have you been busy performing out there with Skinner?
Not recently. So Skinner right now, technically, we're on a hiatus until January.
I see.
So, you know, we took like, I think it's like almost 3 to 4 months off total. So, like, I don't see the guys right now. You know, we're all working on our other projects and whatnot. But the plan is at the end of January, we get back together. We have maybe 2 songs that we have to finish the final writing of. I mean, all the songs for the album are either done or almost completed. So we just have to finish it up before we go in the studio. Most of my shows that I've been playing recently have been with Dire Apparel since I've had, you know, free time to do that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very interesting. But that makes a lot of sense because you are busy with other bands and you are working on new material, as you said. So when do you think that Skinner will be out there again? You said in January you're going to, like, pick up with the band. When do you think you'll have future shows and stuff like that?
I can see us playing locally or even in the surrounding state area, you know, as early as March, April. So, I mean, the plan is pretty much once we get right back together, it's business as usual. I mean, 4 months is not, it's not like we took a year off or 2 years, you know, it's just a couple of rehearsals, get the rest off, back to normal. So.
Understood. Do you have any plans to tour Europe or come out to the East Coast down the road?
It's rough because I'm going to be ending my employment with the company I'm with now, you know. After, you know, I've been with them over 8 years, so I have to see what happens with my, you know, actual day job once that gets going, and then, you know, then see what, because then that's the reality for most musicians, unless you're, you know, superstars like Metallica or something. You do what you can. Either you're a young guy who is able to chase the dream full on and you're touring and you're doing everything you can, or you're, you know, you're a little bit older, you have a job, you have wife and kids, and it's like, okay, tour time, how much PTO does everyone have? Can everyone get the time off? Do we need to bring in a guest musician to do the tour? So it's all how it plays out. But I can say that there has been talk about doing a tour in support of the next album, and I know the Dire Apparel guys have really been pushing to do something on the East Coast as well. So
that's good to know.
Yeah, I see something happening in the next year, hopefully.
Very cool. Well, I went to visit your website, and I couldn't access it. Something you said something about it was all in, like, Chinese or something. Do you have a new official website, or is it under construction?
What was the site that you were trying to access?
I think it was SkinnerMetal.com.
Oh, yeah. So what happened was we were paying for that website, and when I launched the label, we have artist pages on the label, and it pretty much, you know, it contained everything that anyone needed to know. And none of us were ever really updating that site anyway. So we just went ahead, let it cancel. And we pretty much just use our Facebook and our artist page on the Dead Inside Records for anything that anyone needs.
I see.
And then, of course, I still have my own website, which I'm sure is a few months out of date, which is normanskinner.net. But yeah.
All right. Yeah, I remember our first interview, and you had a different site. It was and had everything to do about you on that site, SavageScream.net, I think it was.
Yeah, that was wow. Yeah. That was a while ago. Yeah,
that was a while back. That was our first interview, and I thought that was a great site. But these things happen, like you said. So give us a link where people can that are listening, fans that are listening, that if they don't know where they could find merch from you. Could you give us a link that they could support Skinner and all your bands?
Oh, absolutely. Since Dead Inside Records is my label, all my merch is on there. I'm even selling the leftover items from my past bands like Machine Called Man, Tramontane, and Imagica. So you can go to deadinsiderecords.com, and we have a online store there. You know, we sell globally. So, you know, and then for news, all the current news on any of my bands is on there as well. And then, of course, normanskinner.net is the second place that you can go to check out all the happenings on the bands that I have not signed to my own label yet.
All right. Thank you for letting us know these links. I want to ask you on a personal level, are you happy with the progress of Skinner, your plans for the future of Skinner and everything going along with it? Are you in a happy place with Skinner at the present time?
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's a trick question, right, for me?
Yes.
I'm very, very happy with, you know, everything we're putting out. Literally, of course, we have a video coming out tomorrow, so you'll probably be getting a press release on that for our song Orphans of Liberty. So that's to hold people over while we were doing this little hiatus. I'm definitely not happy that I'm sitting around when in regards to Skinner. I'd like to be, you know, work. But I am happy that we almost have the album ready to go. We're going to be recording. The video is awesome. I'm loving the release. It's the best-selling. I mean, the Sleepwalkers album is selling better than everything combined.
Excellent.
On our site. So
excellent.
It's doing great. So I'm definitely in a good place regarding the band.
That's great to know. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Let's go crank up some Skinner at this time. We'll come back. We talk about some updates on Hellscream. How about that?
That sounds great.
All right. Crank it up, Metal Maniacs.
Yeah.
right, that kicked ass. Welcome back, Norman. How about we catch up with an update on Hellscream at this time?
Certainly. Don't know what much there is to say. You know, the album's doing pretty good. Dave's been busy with Cage, obviously. You know, the new album, they got tours in the works. But we have had a discussion, and we have chatted and made the decision that there will be a second Hellscream album.
That's great to know. My curiosity is, from our last conversation, basically the band is you and Dave on the record, but we were talking about the possibility of you doing some performances and getting together a live performing act. Did anything take fruition with that?
So we've only had like little conversations here and there, but from what I gather, Dave is very open to the idea of, for the next album, you know, after we write and record it, definitely getting some people that he's worked with in some of his other bands, like Nuclear and whatnot, and just putting them together, and then, you know, possibly doing a couple festivals or little appearances, a tour if it happens. It all comes down to timing and whatnot, but both Dave and I are open to the idea, and you know, I'd like to see it happen. I'd love to perform some of these songs live.
Yeah, I'm sure your fans would love to see it performed and hear it perform live, and we'd love to see it out here in the East Coast as well.
Absolutely.
You know, so yeah, these things take time. Sometimes the plans are easier said than done, but it's great news to know that there's a very strong possibility. I'm not sure as far as the time frame is concerned, but there will be most likely new Hellscream music at some point.
Yeah, I'm waiting. I can't wait for the first song to drop in my inbox and go, oh, time to get back to work.
Right. You figure maybe another year before this comes into fruition?
I don't think it'll take that long to get started on the next album. Really, you know, Cage is his main band, obviously. So I know that he's really busy with that right now. So I'm thinking as soon as the tours are over and he's back home, you know, after the release and everything, I'm guessing that's when we'll start working on it.
I see. Yeah, that makes sense. Do you ever have a problem, or is there any time that you're involved in various bands or projects, do you ever come to a problem where, here, you're doing some shows right now with Dire Peril, and let's say Cage is on hiatus and Hellscream has a chance to do something, and yet Skinner is going to be coming back doing their thing in January. You ever come to a problem where you all are busy in everything that you are doing and you have to try to find the time to actually get out there and perform? You ever have a problem like that?
Not yet. Luckily, the timing, I don't know, they just... it hasn't worked out that way, thankfully.
That's good.
The closest has been, you know, maybe Dire Peril wanted to book a show, but I'm already performing with Skinner. That's the closest to that we've come to having that happen. But, you know, not to say that that won't happen in the future where I'll have to make a decision.
I think a great thing that could ever happen, if ever something like a situation should happen, is you're doing almost a festival, a Norman Skinner festival, where you're out there performing with all the bands that you're associated with. That would be great.
I won't even pull double duty. I mean,
might lose your voice, right?
Well, the stuff, I mean, anybody that's heard the way I sing, you know, I'm all over the place, you know.
That's why I call you a chameleon. You have the sweetest voice to a very harsh voice and everything in between. You are the chameleon.
Thank you. But it takes a toll. I consider myself like some, you know, if I were to compare myself to a runner, I'm more of a sprinter.
I got you.
Then some guys, I'll see them singing for hours and hours, you know, and I'm like, my voice would not hold up that long. And I think it's mainly because what I put it through. I mean, you know, I'm doing death vocals, high Halford falsetto screams, and then, you know, maybe some Camelot singing. You know, I'm doing all of it. But, you know, I'd rather just do a nice little hour, bam, just full on power set that everyone's going to go, wow. Then, you know, do like three of my bands over a long period of, you know what I'm saying?
Could you share any of your secrets of how you maintain your voice without ever having a problem like that? Do you do some sort of conditioning or exercise with your voice to maintain it?
Not really. I mean, I definitely, the amount of work I do, it keeps my chops up. You know, I'm always singing, always performing, always recording. I've done, you know, little vocal exercises before I go on stage, and it's, you know, warm-ups for me. I'm more of a cold singer. I like to just jump on stage, and the first song is my warm-up. It just, I feel more comfortable that way. I feel when I'm sitting there and I'm walking around doing my and all that stuff, you know, warming up. It's, I don't know. I guess it doesn't relax me. It gets me a little out of my zone. I'd rather just be chilling. As soon as I hear that first snare hit on stage, like, I'm up, I'm ready. What's going on? Let's do this.
Yeah. I hear you. Yeah. If it works for you, why not? Right.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, let's hear some Hellscream at this time. And when we come back, we'll talk more about Dire Peril and what you've been doing with them. All right.
Nice. Sounds good.
All right. Metal Maniacs, crank up some Hellscream. kicked ass again. Norman, welcome back.
I'm still here.
Yes. How about we spend some time catching up, everyone, with Dire Peril, your sci-fi power thrash project. With two P's out there, Astronomical Minds of 2012 and Queen of the Galaxy, which is brand new, 2014. Tell us or remind us where you produced and recorded these EPs, and if you can, give us a time frame of when we can expect the first full offering, CD-wise, of Dire Peril.
Okay, so the first, I recorded these songs here in my house vocally. All the other instrumentation was done in Alien Productions Studios in Carmichael, California, with J.K. Northrop. Now, just to give a little backstory, and you might remember us chatting about this before, when I was brought on board as a guest, just, you know, a hired vocalist to do these songs, we were doing a full-length album called Through Time and Space, and Jason made the decision to release an EP to hold people over, which was Astronomical Minds. The problem with that was he used three of the songs that were going to be on the full length, and we didn't want to just re-release those three, so we chopped up the rest of the album into two more EPs. So Queen of the Galaxy is the second of three EPs that everyone can expect from us, and the format for all three has been three songs that were to appear on the original album and one cover song.
I see.
So we just did, you know, we did Astronomical Minds in 2012. We did Queen of the Galaxy, a month or two ago. And then we have Through Time and Space, which is the third offering. And that is set for a February, March release. So it's not going to be long. I mean,
very cool. That's good. That's good to know. Yeah.
The full length album is already written. We've pre-produced over half the songs. So I would guess around spring, summer, we'll start actually recording that full-length album, which is called Final Scenes for Forgotten Worlds. And every single track on there is based off a sci-fi movie.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So the full-length is not too far off, but to hold everyone over, you still got one more EP that you're going to get.
That's good to know. Thank you for letting us know that.
Absolutely.
And you were saying before that you've been busy with live performances while Skinner is on hiatus. You've been pretty busy with Dire Peril. So could you catch us up to what you've been doing as far as gigs, where you've played, what you have going on in the future?
Yeah, we just did a string of shows all the way up and down California. We did a few shows with A Sound of Thunder on their tour, which was fun. Those guys are great. Very, you know, female fronted, like power prog-ish kind of band. I think they're from D.C. They're from Washington, D.C.
Oh, so, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, they have a few albums out. So that was great guys, great music. So we did that. And then we finished off our last set with Unleash the Archers out of Canada, which was a great show. I met Brittany Hayes, the singer, for the first time. And she was the one who sang on Queen of the Galaxy with us on the album. So very it was nice. Good to actually meet her in person and perform the song once.
That's awesome.
Live. Yeah. But other than that, right now I have no shows booked for the rest of the year, you know, holidays and whatnot. I'm a big family man, so
I try to
try not to do anything live around this time.
I hear you.
So the idea is just to, most of the stuff I'll be doing is either with the label or home working on albums and writing and whatnot until January. Then it's time to start booking more shows, time to get in the studio with Skinner and I think Dire Peril, and things are going to pick up. It's going to be a busy start to 2015 for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be. And that's why it's such a great time right now, just before the new year, to get with you. So, you know, that's what I love about releases for this time of the year, because they make a perfect stocking stuffer or a gift for the holidays. So we have your links out there. And, you know, if you don't know what to get your friends for the holidays, get Skinner Music.
Absolutely.
It's a great idea.
Right?
And you got the site there, and you know, what a better place. What a great idea. And here we are talking about it.
I support that idea 100%.
I'm sure you do, bro. By the way, are you actively working in other projects? I mean, I have to ask that because you are such a busy guy through the years that I don't know if you're doing like six bands at one time or just the three. what you got going on. So are you taking part in any other projects at this time?
Well, I tried the six band thing one time in late 2010, and it turned out to be too much work. So.
I'm sure it did. How do you have the time for all that?
Right. A couple other things I've done just recently this year is I did a voiceover. It's not singing, it's more talking, of course, playing the part on a band called Steamforged. I did a voiceover on their album. And then I did a voiceover for a thrash band out of Brazil called Blackening.
I see.
So I just did a voiceover for them as well. So no guest vocals, just guest talking, I guess you could say.
How did that come into fruition? How did you get involved in that?
I've done it here and there. And, you know, I guess sometimes on my album, you know, I'll do little voice things and I guess bands will hear it and they're like, oh, you know, this guy's got a good talking voice as well, you know, and I can change that too, you know, like for the band out of Brazil, I was doing a like a Southern warden, you know, prison warden from the South. And, you know, the one for the band Steamforge, I was like some, you know, godly demon guy or something. So, you know, I've always been into stuff like that. You know, doing voiceovers and whatnot, and just changing my voice and doing the part. Aside from that, I'm, you know, of course, I'm currently working on recording the Tramontane EP I've been working on forever. Just a few songs that we have to record, and then we're going to go ahead and put that album out and call it a day. It's just a one-off. It's going to be one CD, one EP, and then that's pretty much it. And that features my Imagica drummer, Henry. So he and I are working together again, along with current and former members of the progressive band out of Salt Lake City, Category 5. So we just kind of joined forces for this one album. I think it's five or six songs. You know, it's kind of just a power prog stuff, just very, you know, very kind of epic. But it should be cool. I've got a few songs on there I've been working on over the years that I can finally get wrapped up, and then we have some new stuff that we created. So
that's cool to know that you have some music from Tramontane coming out. I thought you were totally done with them already.
Yeah, I mean, this is literally going to be it, the final.
There you go. Words from Norman Skinner. You heard it here.
Yeah, that's it. One last EP, and then putting that puppy to bed.
Yeah, so. I got you, bro.
Yeah. Other than that, you know, there's been, you know, nothing I can talk about, but I've had chats with a couple people, things, you know, that are supposed to be in the works, different projects, but I have yet to see any music, you know what I mean? Nothing's actually come my way. So until then, it's all talk to me, so.
I got you. Actions speak louder than words, they say.
Absolutely.
And there's always a lot of talk, especially in the music business.
Right.
Right.
And of course, there's the million people that hit me up where I'm like, yeah, no, thank you. I'm busy. Either I don't like the music or it's not, it doesn't grab me enough to make me want to add something to my already full plate. So,
yeah, at least you're selective and you're not like a typical band whore that wants to be on 1,000 albums in 1 year. You know, at least you've got that going for you. You're busy enough. You don't need to do that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you once again, Norman, for taking the time tonight on the Metal Meltdown on Metal Messiah Radio to catch up with all the fans out there, catch them all up to speed. But I want to make sure that we got everything mentioned that we need to. Is there anything else we could bring up before we play some more of Skinner Fronted Metal?
I don't think so. I mean, other than, you know, the newest things for me is, you know, the Dire Apparel Queen of the Galaxy. Go out, check it out. We have a lyric video online for our song Space Invaders off that album. You know, you can buy it at deadinsiderecords.com. And then tomorrow we launch our brand new video from Skinner, Orphans of Liberty. And it's a nod to our men and women in our armed forces, actually. So it's a video dedicated to them. It's a hybrid video. It's got lyrics, but it's also got live footage of the band, as well as photos that were sent in from friends and family and fans, you know, across the U.S. of their, you know, relatives that are serving overseas. So
that's a sweet idea. Yeah. Before we end our interview, Norman, I would like to know, would you like to say anything to your fans that are tuning in tonight?
Just thank you so much for your support. I mean, it's, you know, if I didn't have any fans, then who'd I be doing this for? You know, I'd be that one guy sitting in front of his computer, just trying to make music for nobody but himself. And that's not what it's about for me. You know, I like to actually hear what people think of the music, even if it's not, even if they don't like it all. It seems that there's always something I'm doing that people like. So
I see that too. I see it on your Facebook. I when I visit your Facebook, there's always positive energy going on your Facebook from your fans. That's awesome.
Yeah, and I like that. That's why I want to play live and, you know, face to face, and just that's what it's about. You know, I like getting that energy back. I like seeing that people, you know, go, oh, I, you know, effing love this song, and I'm like, that's awesome. I'm glad that we were able to, you know, the band members and I were able to create that and something that someone loves, you know?
Yeah. And I'd love to meet you in person one of these days, hopefully on in my neck of the woods. That would be an awesome thing.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's the plan.
Yeah.
To get out to the East Coast. So
I appreciate that. And I can't wait for that day. Well, Norman, as always, I want to wish you all the best in all that you do. I can imagine it becomes overwhelming for you sometimes. But keep doing what you do, and best to you and all in all your bands, and best of the coming holidays.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Cheers, brother. And how about we go crank up some more Skinner fronted metal? Norman Sounds Skinner, awesome. Crank it up, Metal Maniacs. Thank you so much, Norman.
Thank you.